It is the most awesome day of the week. We're glad you're spending part of it with CNN Student News, talking you through today's commercial-free headlines. I'm Carl Azus. 70 minutes, more than 7,000 words. It all adds up to President Obama's first official State of the Union address, which we brought you yesterday, along with the Republican response.
Madam Speaker,
the President of the United States.
Yay! Front and center, no surprise, the economy. The issue took up about two-thirds of the president's speech. He talked about the need to create jobs and called for a freeze on some government spending. He also said Democrats and Republicans need to work together on the problems facing the country. Health care, which has been a big push since the president took office, got some attention in the speech, but the issue seems to be on the back burner, at least for now. Analysts are always curious about how people will react to a speech. In a CNN poll taken after the State of the Union on Wednesday night, about half of the people who watched it had a very positive reaction. Around 20% had a negative response. Here's some more feedback on President Obama's address.
It's kind of a lot more defensive than I would have liked. I think the issues are still the same. I think there was some coalescence to making nice to both parties, but I don't know. It's a tough fight.
He was saying what the people wanted to hear. Is he going to do it? That's up to you, bud.
I think the problems are problems he inherited from the Republicans, frankly, and he's working his best to solve those problems. But they are problems that are going to not be solvable in one soundbite. They're problems that are going to take years to work through.
It's just too much government.